most powerful tools in life is to ask yourself questions. Recently, I did this whole other podcast called Are You Asking the Right Questions? You can check that out later. In this episode, I want to deep dive and bring your attention to five most important questions that you can ask yourself to get unstuck with a difficult situation. So go ahead, listen and ask yourself these questions. Think of it as your own private coaching session. Welcome back to another episode of the Actionables podcast. My name is Peyton. If you are a returning listener, then I appreciate you immensely for tuning back in. In case you are new here, welcome to this weekly podcast that can help you to work on your life goals without getting stressed out and without getting overwhelmed. Let me start off by sharing with you the absolute best part of my business, which is talking to my clients. I absolutely love it. And the reason being that most people think that there is a little difference, or there's hardly any difference between coaching and counseling. The difference between coach and a counselor is that a counselor pretty much tells you what they think you should be doing with the situation that you are in. A coach's responsibility is to ask you the right questions so that you can discover the answers for yourself. Now that you know what a coach can do for you, the good news is that you can start coaching yourself. Now, you may already be doing that unknowingly right now. Think of every time you give yourself a pat on the shoulder, take a break, take care of yourself, you're coaching yourself. Of course, you may not be realizing that that's what you're doing, but believe me, you're already doing it. So asking the right questions is what coaching is mostly about. With that, here are the five questions that you can ask yourself the next time you find yourself getting stuck in a difficult situation. Number one, what advice would you give someone in the exact same situation? Now, when you're going through a difficult situation, it is difficult to be objective. It is easy to see things far worse off than they actually are. So it helps to create some distance and become objective. Ask yourself this question: what advice would you give to someone else in the exact same situation? And you will notice for yourself that you start coming up with solutions to your so-called problems. Second, what can you do better? Once you are able to be slightly objective, it is time to take responsibility. Unless you are in a rare situation where you are absolutely not to be blamed, most everyday situations, let's be honest that we all participate and co-create situations which aren't ideal. And in such situations, it helps to take responsibility and ask yourself, what can you do better with where you are at? See the situation for what it is, not worse than what it is. Take your responsibility and then start improving on it. The third question to ask yourself is, what can you do differently? Once you've taken responsibility for your part in the situation, you could ask yourself, what would you do differently next time you find yourself in a similar situation? Here's an example. When you're working on a goal and you find yourself stuck or demotivated, before you hit upon such a situation, you could preempt what your action is going to be like. Thinking ahead this way about a difficult situation can be helpful when you inevitably face such a situation, because especially with working on goals, it is a given that you will encounter one too many difficult situations. So ask yourself, what is your go-to response going to be like the next time you find yourself in this exact difficult situation? Fourth, what do you need to heal? In every painful situation, if you don't take the time to assess what happened or how you feel about it, it can cause you to harbor negative thoughts and feelings, which is not going to help you. Trust me, every difficult situation is there to help you to learn, to do things better, to do things differently. So you need to give yourself the space and time to heal before moving on. And finally, the fifth question to ask is, what do you want to do next? When you ask yourself this question, it immediately brings your attention and gets you into action mode. When you are intentional about your actions, you will tend to see them through more efficiently. Remember, you don't have to have all the answers. You only need to know mindfully what are you going to do next. Remember, your goals will take time, no matter what goal you are trying to achieve for yourself, and it is going to get difficult at one point or the other. But that's the beauty of it. If you're truly working on something that matters to you, difficult situations are there to help you to grow, to help you to learn. And when you ask yourself better questions, you are going to be led to better answers. And with that, it's a wrap on this episode. I'm curious what you think about these questions and if you are going to try them out. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook on Life Coach Babe. Till next week, remember, what you want matters, and it's really up to you to make it happen. Talk to you soon.